red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Those are the seven colors within the spectrum known as Roy G. Biv. Now the violet, or violet, is the seventh chakra, known as the crown chakra. This is where you'll be focusing your energy on for the violet flame. Again, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet are the seven chakra healing points within color spectrum, also known as Roy G. Biv. The first chakra, which is red, the second chakra, which is orange, the third chakra, which is yellow, the fourth chakra, which is green, the fifth chakra, which is blue, the sixth chakra, which is indigo, and the seventh, which is violet. So as you raise up the ladder, up from red all the way to violet, it's a concentration of your energy. So when you get to the point where you want to point that flame, it's a concentrated energy to work up to the higher self. And then it's an inner thing and outwardly. So you project it inwardly, or it's projected from within and then directed outwardly.
Thank you for joining this conversation. As the ancestral doula, I want to introduce an idea that violet flame is a secret. Well, it's not anymore. This is a miraculous spiritual energy. And it, once you discover the secret of the violet transmuting flame, it helps. It's for those who yearn to break out of their negative family patterns, to free themselves and others from the ups and downs of human emotions, to heal the wounds of the body, mind, and heart, and finally shake off the karmic chains of the past. So with this miraculous spiritual energy, it corresponds to the high frequency of violet light. And those who have open spiritual sight and have seen it as a beautiful violet orb or flame, it is the spiritual energy of love, mercy, justice, freedom, and transmutation. The use of this spiritual energy is taught by the Ascended Master Saint Germain. The violet flame is one of the causes behind the science of miracles. A universal solvent of heavenly alchemy and a special spiritual solution for our time. It is the elixir of the age. Saints and adepts of East and West have long used the spiritual energy of the violet flame to accelerate their spiritual development. Some experienced the secret flame itself, and some knew of it as the power of God's mercy to change hearts and the world around them. This secret wisdom was not given to the public for many, many years. The violet flame remained a secret teaching in the spiritual or etheric retreats of the Great White Brotherhood until the 20th century. The 20th century and our own is the doorway between different spiritual ages. We live in the crucial interval for light bearers to claim their rightful spiritual destiny, make up for the lost opportunity with the violet flame and help the world ring with freedom. Let's talk about a time for transformation. World events and changes appear to be are happening at lightning speed. We are in constant contact with news and crisis situations around the world. We are also impacting the world by who we are and what we believe, what we are choosing to be or not to be. Each one's choice truly matters. What can one person do in the face of political turmoil, economic challenge, terrorism, and even weather extremes? The truth is, every spiritual seeker is a powerhouse of spiritual energy and counts for more in the world equation than most realize. We can make the crucial difference in world events. The violet flame is the intense spiritual energy that can deliver fast, positive change. Why now? Heaven has a just-in-time delivery system. We face intense challenges, so we are given the miracle of the violet flame to help us transmute the past and to create a new world. Jesus asked us to pray, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." We can affirm that heavenly kingdom through our work with the violet flame. The violet flame is a powerful, The violet flame is a powerful means of bringing that heaven world closer to earth. The Great Brotherhood of Spiritual Adepts foresaw that this challenging time on earth required a spiritual miracle.